Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Imagine a royal guest arriving, and the first thing you ask him is to go to war with you. At least Ahab waited till after supper. Jeroboam, because his son had married Ahab's daughter, felt compelled to go. As he cringeworthily described it, quote, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." 2 Chronicles 18, verse 3. But, unlike Ahab, Jehoshaphat wasn't prepared to show up in battle without the Lord. So he asked, quote, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today." Verse 4. Remarkably, Ahab seemed to be prepared for this. In fact, he had 400 prophets on the payroll. They were, it turns out, rent-a-prophets, who told Ahab whatever he wanted to hear. Quote, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" So they said, "Go up, for God," that's Elohim, "will deliver it into the king's hand." Verse 5. But there was something contrived about this. So Jehoshaphat asked, quote, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord, Jehovah, here, that we may inquire of him?" Verse 6. He might have said, "I mean a real prophet, not these yes men." As a matter of fact, there was a real prophet in town. Quote, "But," says Ahab, "I hate him, because he never prophesies good concerning me." Verse 7. Micaiah, meaning who is like the Lord, was summarily brought before the two monarchs as they, quote, "clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne, and they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria." Verse 9. They certainly would be threshed that day. Ahab like chaff blown away, see Psalm 1 verse 4, and Jehoshaphat like wheat refined. En route, God's man was told to be positive, like all the others, to, quote, "speak encouragement," verse 12. But Micaiah was bound, as we are, to tell the truth, quote, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak." Verse 13. It's showdown time.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.